7, please.
Authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder for construction of the downtown Old Town Carruthers Mill Sewer Rehabilitation Project number E10986 for $3,296,200.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, this Bureau of Environmental Services project will rehabilitate aging and deteriorating sewer pipes in downtown Portland, primarily near Portland State University. It will repair over a mile of sewer pipe, some 140 years old, and extend the life of the system in the area for another 100 years. The project is slated to begin next spring and will be completed within a year, with impacts at most locations limited to a few days. Susan Yorton, engineer, and Paul Sudo, principal engineer for the Bureau of Environmental Services, are here to give us a brief presentation. Welcome.
Thank you. As stated, my name is Susan Yorton. I'm an engineer and project manager at BES. We're here today asking for authorization to advertise the downtown Old Town Carruthers Mill $3.3 million sewer rehabilitation contract. On the map is the area of the entire downtown Old Town project slash program boundary that we are going to be doing sewer rehab. At the bottom of the map, highlighted in red, is my project, the Carruthers Mill. The blue highlighted area is Yamhill Morrison, and we did quite a bit of sewer rehab there last year in May when TriMet had light rail shut down. The rest of the areas are in pre-design. This map shows the actual locations of the work of where we'll be doing the sewer rehab. A lot of it's in the Portland State area. Most of the 6,500 feet of pipe that we're rehabbing is over 100 years old. It's clay pipe. We haven't done capital improvement projects in this area of this size, so it's time to get add remaining useful life to these pipe. There will probably be some night work. A lot of that is dependent on traffic flow. So if the contractor can maintain acceptable levels of traffic flow, they can work during the day. But we've been working with PBOT, ODOT, and TriMet, and those are their concerns, just keeping traffic moving. Where we will be doing some night work, it at the most be about two nights. It'd be very limited to the businesses and residents in the area. Public Outreach has done a great job. They have sent flyers. They've maintained a website keeping the project information up to date. they canvassed the neighborhood businesses and residents, keeping people informed of the project. Their information targeted the scope of the work, the repair locations, possible traffic impacts, and then the proposed schedule, both the daytime and of the nighttime work. So the engineer's estimate is close to $3.3 million. I hope to advertise the project later this month. Notice to proceed would be given to the contractor about January, but this is primarily dry weather work, and so we anticipate the bulk of the work being done between May and August.
Susan, when you previewed this PowerPoint with me, I actually had trouble identifying the picture.
Yes.
And my colleagues might be interested in what this is and what's its significance.
So this is a manhole. Our new current manholes are round, typically 4 foot across. In downtown, we have a lot of these brick manholes. They're square, they're rectangular, so that it's a challenge. This manhole in particular is about 11 feet deep, and it's over 130 years old. It's kind of hard to rehabilitate them. You can't really dig in downtown area because of all the utilities. So we're going to put an insert in to maintain its structural stability. But
thank you.
It's kind of fun when you find unique things after looking at, you know, hundreds of manholes. And this is kind of fun too. This is a as-built that was from, I think, 1886, and it's just unique. Wow. A little bit of artwork and kind of fun to see. Here's where we actually are dumping water. It says right to the river, and then on the bottom is our current tidal block. So just a then and now comparison. So anyway, questions?
Thank you very much, colleagues.
That's cool that they had artwork on it. I'm not sure which it was.
I was going to say, did they have somebody on staff who did the artwork? That's pretty fabulous. Very good. Any further questions, colleagues? Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you both for your good work.
Thanks.